to the book of Mark, chapter 4. Mark, chapter 4. We will be reading from verse number 35 to 41. Mark 4, reading 35 to 41. Let's hear the word of God. As evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross to the other side of the lake." So they took Jesus in the boat and started out, leaving the crowd behind, although the other boat followed. But as a fierce storm came up, high waves were breaking into the boat, and it began to fill with water. 38. Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat with his head on a cushion. The disciples woke him up, shouting, "Teacher, don't you care that we are going to drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" The disciples were absolutely terrified. "Who is this man?" They asked each other. Even the wind and the waves obey him. Lord, I pray tonight that you bless everyone that hear your word. In the name of Jesus, your kingdom come and thy will be done. Thank you, Lord, that you are here tonight. And you are going to do unusual things among us. Storms will be calm. Life shall be restored. And your kingdom shall be preached. Be glorified in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Come on, I said shout amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus had a difficult day. Oh, yeah. He was so busy, according to the book of Mark chapter 2 and 3, that he taught in parables. And the disciples asked him questions. What does it mean? He pulled them aside and explained to them what it meant by telling them that parable. The Pharisees and the Sadducees confronted him, and he got to stand to correct their mentality about the kingdom of God. He fed so many people that day with bread and loaves and fish. He was so busy that day, I will call it a difficult day. Just after that, he felt it is important for him to cross over to the other side. And crossing over to the other side, he instructed the disciples to take the boat and go with him. And they all sat in the boat. As they sat in the boat and crossing over to the other side, there were some couple of things that happened as they crossed over. Storms came on their way. It was hard though. And tonight, there are some few lessons we can learn in the midst of the storm that came their way. Hallelujah. And I want to tell somebody, the same storm, that very storm that came on the ways of the disciples, whether you like it or not, everybody born of a woman on this earth goes through storms of life. Storms are inevitable. They come and go. They come and go. But I want us to look at why storms come our way. What must we do? What is the lesson in the midst of the storm? So that we can apply these things to our life every day. Somebody shout amen. Come on, shout amen. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Listen to me. So I titled my sermon this evening, Growing Through the Storm. Tell anybody you can grow through the storm. Oh, come on. Tell to somebody by you, you can grow through the storm. Don't be afraid, for the master is in control. The master of the deep waters is in control. Let me tell it again. The master of the deep waters is in control. Therefore, no matter how the storm look like, no matter how tall the storm look like, no matter how furious the storm look like, or your personal storm look like, listen to me. The master of the deep waters is on. He's in the boat with you. He is in control. He's not just in control. He's in the boat with you. He's in that boat with you. Hallelujah. He's in the boat. Come on, tell somebody. He is in the boat with you. Therefore, you will not die. Oh, come on, say it. Therefore, you will not die. You will live to declare the words of God. Hear me, somebody. Storms were not meant to ruin your life. Storms were not meant to destroy you. Oh, come on. Storms were not meant to scatter you, but to develop you, to grow you, to become what God created you to be. Hallelujah. In looking at this, we will look at the power of the storm. The power of the storm. Amen. Now, number one, in the part of the storm, we look at the suddenness of the storm. Its suddenness. The Bible said they were not informed that there will be storms on the way. They have no idea. All they were doing is that was that they were crossing from the Sea of Galilee to the other side of the lake. That is the purpose of the master. But suddenly, the storm came. Child of God, listen to me. According to my research, the Sea of Galilee is a body of water packed somewhere. And there were mountains surrounding that the Sea of Galilee. It's below sea level, 640, whatever, feet below sea level. And its length is 15. I was checking those things from you today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's 13 feet long and 7 feet wide. Miles, so not feet, miles. Hallelujah. And hear me. Listen to me. There were mountains surrounding this Sea of Galilee. And because of this, because of the mountain and the wind that blow, the up and downs of the wind, and because it's below sea level, it's prone to what? Storms and waves. Normally, these storms happen in the daytime. So the fishermen go on the sea to fish in the night. They were the fishermen were the masters of the sea. Of Galilee, because they fish in the night and they have strategies how they can manipulate and get fish during the night. The fish were so brilliant that you can't get them in the day. But remember when Jesus met Peter, it was in the day he asked him to fish, not in the night. So he said to him, Master, we've gone throughout the night. We could not get anything. This is day. Traditionally, we don't fish in the day. We fish in the night. Therefore, you can't instruct me to do it. But because he knew that he is the master of the deep waters, he did what the master asked him to do. And because he did what the master asked him to do, he was able to run into the abundance of the Lord. He was able to have the supernatural abundance of God in his life. Hallelujah. Now let me come to my point. Because of this geographical location of the Sea of Galilee, storms come suddenly. It comes suddenly. And when it comes, it disturbs lives of people there. In the same way, listen to me. Such is life. Today it's good. Tomorrow, you have storms. Yesterday was better, but today storms come our way. That is life. You must know this. Hallelujah. You must know this. Else you begin to ask God questions as to how God, why me, God, why do you allow me to go through this troubles of life? Why me? You need to know that there is going to be storms in your life, whether you like it or not. Hallelujah. There were storms in the life of visionaries like Joseph. He had a storm in the family. Joseph had a storm in the family. There were economic storms in his days. Difficult days. Jacob had a storm in his life. But in the midst of this, they look up to God. Hallelujah. Come on, I say hallelujah. Somebody tell, I say hallelujah. So as they crossed the Sea of Galilee, storm came their way suddenly, unexpectedly, without expecting it. It came. So it's going to be in our life. As I'm speaking to you, some of you are about to enter the storm. Some of you are just getting out of the storm. Some of you are in the storm. Whether you are about to, or you are already inside, or you are crossing over, let me tell you, God is on the throne. He who called you will not abandon you. He will see you through. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, somebody shout amen. Let's look at its severity, the severeness of the storm. Watch what the Bible says. It said the ship was full of water. Filled of water. The storm came to the standard. The water, the waves of the sea filled the boat. That is how serious it was. To the standard, the boat was sinking. The boat was doing what? Sinking. There are times in life the enemy comes our way, the troubles come on our way, the storms of life hit us to the center. We are sinking deep. We are sinking deep. You are going deep into the trouble. You sometimes wish you are. You look at yourself, I am coming up from this one. But by the time you move your leg to the next one, you are going deeper. Let me tell you something. That is how life is. However, if you can lean on God, if you can depend on God in the midst of the storm, you will grow. You become mature. You will overcome in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout amen. I said shout amen. The storm of suffering came their way. The storm of sin may come your way. The storm of sorrow may come your way. Economic crunch or economic sorrows may come your way. In anywhere the storm is coming, a storm of sickness and affliction may come your way. But no matter how they come, let me tell you, God is able to make a way where there is no way for you. Hallelujah. Come on and say hallelujah. You know what? There is always a source to every storm of life. There is always a source to every storm we go through. This storm they were going through, what is the source? What is it that provoked that storm? Is it natural? Yes, it could be. It could be naturally. It's coming naturally. Natural disaster. It could be that. It could be their own mistake. Hallelujah. God might be the source of the storm. He allowed them to go through the storm so that he can teach them a lesson. At the same time, this storm can come from the devil. But I want to believe this one came from the devil. Hello? Are you listening to me? This storm is coming from who? That devil. But God is going to turn around. Oh, come on. The Bible said the intended for evil, but God what? God will turn it for good for the salvation of many people. I believe God is able to turn every mistake into a miracle. I believe God is able to take every trials of the enemy that comes our way, every temptation that comes our way, every challenge or storm that comes our way. I believe God is able to turn it around to fit his kingdom. Come on, shout amen to that. times God allowed it to happen. Like the life of Job. He allowed it. He permit the devil. He permitted the devil to say, okay, devil, go. I allow you to do this fun thing. I don't touch your soul. Jonah, God brought a storm. Oh, am I talking to somebody? For Jonah, God allowed that storm. He brought that storm to him. He said, boy, you can't go to that city and preach. You got to go to Nineveh. You can't do your will in this matter. You got to do my will in this case. So God allowed a storm to come. But I want to say it again. There are other times in life, storms come our way because the devil is up to something. Hello? Because what? The devil is up to something. Amen. Come on, I say amen. Now I want us to look at the next thing, the problem of the storm. What is the problem of the storm? Why the storm? If we want to grow, if we will grow in life, then we must understand the power of the storm. We must know and understand the problem of the storm. Why the problem? Why the devil? Remember, the Bible said the devil is like a roaring lion, looking for somebody to devour. The devil is looking for a child of God to devour. The devil is looking for a committed child of God, a dedicated child of God to devour. So he does everything. He does everything, including bringing what? Storms on his way. Just to make him part away from God. Hallelujah. So we must understand that there are problems of a storm. What is the problem of a storm? Number one. Listen to this. Let me read it for you. And as evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, let us cross over to the other side. That's 35. Now, I'm jumping to 38. Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat with his head on a cushion. The disciples woke him up shouting, Jesus, teacher, don't you care? We are perishing or we are withdrawn. Now, listen to me, child of God. The greatest trouble that came their way was not a storm. The greatest storm that happened that night, whether in the middle of the night or whichever, was not the storm, was what happened in their heart. Hello? It was what happened in what? In their heart. The heart of the disciples was trembling. What are we going to do? Fear. Peter, who did semiology in university, he had PhD in semiology, in fishing, in whatever, did all he could do in his knowledge. But yet, nothing happened. Hello? Let's look at the problem of the storm. Number one, they doubted his greatness. That's the problem. The devil wanted the disciples, the 12 disciples, including Judas Iscariot. They were all on board. The devil wanted them to do what? Doubt the goodness of the master. So they asked him, Master, don't you care we perish? It was a sharp rebuke. They were rebuking the master of the deep waters. They were rebuking the creator that created the ocean of the world. They were rebuked. Don't you care that we perish? The old King James put it this way. Carest thou we perish? Carest thou we perish? Do you not care, master, that we perish? We call you master. You got to be master of this now. Don't you care that we perish? Child of God, listen to me. Sometimes we behave like these disciples. When the life's trouble comes our way, when we meet challenges, troubles around us and we could not overcome it, sometimes we do not normally say, Lord, don't you care I perish? We don't sometimes, but we put it this way. You hear me? We find it difficult to say it, but however, in our heart, there are things we think about. If he loved me, if he so loved me, will he allow me to go through this mess? This prolonged challenge. Will he allow me to go through this sickness all this while? Will he allow me to go through this problem all these years? If he care about me, don't you care we perish? They were doubting the goodness of the master. The word goodness from the Greek word means agathos. Means, it's called agathos, means the actual manifestation of the goodness of the Lord. So God, you don't care, we perish, can't you be good to us? Just once, just a little bit, just one more goodness of you. Remember when the master arose and spoke to the storm, remember what he said. Don't you have faith? Why are you afraid? That means he expected them to exercise their faith. They were being expected. Because they have been there when Jesus cast out the devils. Mark chapter 1. They saw him. They saw him. They saw him when he stood in a synagogue preaching the gospel. And demons were trembling in his presence. And he said, quiet. And he cast it out from them. They saw it. And this time, he expected them to exercise. He expected them to grow. He expected them to be matured. And they could not. Why is everybody quiet? They doubted his goodness. Not only did they doubt the goodness of God, they doubted the grace of God. They doubted his grace. We perish. The first one was what? Don't you care? We perish. This one is we perish. We perish. I want to pick it a little bit. We perish. The first one is don't you care that we perish? This one is we perish. So you want us to die in the midst of this? Die? Master, don't you care? They doubted the grace. The grace. The enemy wanted you to doubt the grace of God over your life. 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 He wanted you to feel death around you. He wanted you to feel the presence of death in the midst of whatever you are. But let me tell you, in the name of Jesus, he will show up for you. He will arise and show up for you in the name of Jesus. His grace is not, he's sufficient. He's not lacking in grace. He can do anything. He can heal the sick. He can deliver the people in bondage. He can break every yoke. He can take you from that mess and put you in a miracle in the name of Jesus. He can break that barrier. The agenda, the demonic agenda is to make you doubt the grace of God that you are going to die. I am here to announce to you, you will not die in the midst of that. You shall not die in the midst of that. You shall not die in the midst of that. The trouble you are going through, they are but for a moment. Come on, hear me. The troubles you are going through, they are but for a moment. They will not last forever. You will cross over to the other side. Push your neighbor, say you will cross over. Oh, come on.
Tell him you will cross over. You will reach that shore. You will reach the shore of the Lord. You will reach that goal. You will reach that dream. You will fulfill that dream. Your desire will come to pass. No matter the storms of life, you will go through in the name of Jesus.
Don't you care? We perish. Lord, don't you care? The devil wanted them to doubt. Create doubt. Create an environment so that you take off your eyes from faith and put it on the fact. The devil wanted you and I to take off our eyes from him, Jesus, and put it on the circumstances around you and I. I declare to you, never bow to the conditions surrounding you. Bow to your convictions. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. I declare to you, never ever bow to the conditions surrounding you. Bow to the Lord God Almighty and what he said about you. Hallelujah. The deed has been sealed. What the Lord said about you has been sealed. It cannot be canceled. Whatever the devil whispers in your ears, erase it, remove it, delete it. Delete it from your hard drive. Come on, press that button, drop it. Press that button. I tell you, hear me. Don't doubt God. He's able. Take off your eyes from the conditions surrounding you. Listen, in the midst of the condition, you can fix your tent and be at peace. Watch this. In the midst of the storm, Jesus was asleep. You didn't hear me. I said, in the midst of the storms, the master of the deep waters was just sleeping. Not just sleeping on a cushion. Good pillow. Hallelujah. Not on a king's bed, yet he had a good pillow. He was lying down. Can you imagine how in the storm the boat can be? And the waves of the sea are pouring on him. Yet, he was asleep. Peace. He was at peace. He was at peace. It doesn't matter the financial difficulties you are going through. It doesn't matter the marital troubles you are going through. It doesn't matter the health issue you are going through. You can be at peace. Come on. I say you can be at peace. Receive the peace of God in the name of Jesus. The Bible says he himself is our peace. Hallelujah. They doubted the Lord's guarantee. He guaranteed them. He assured them. It's certain. Let's cross over to the other side. So in the middle of the ocean, in the middle of the sea, it was just 7 miles. 3.5 miles away. This is just about 5 minute ride. You know, if you are driving, man, it's just 5 minute ride. Or 15 minute ride. 7 miles away. The storm stopped them. They were not sure they would get there. They were not sure their vision would be fulfilled. They were not sure they would make it to the end. They were not sure they can make it. They were not sure. So they were filled of fear. Fear filled them. Someone said, fear is a false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. When you read chapter 5 of Mark, verse 1, the Bible says, and they crossed over to the other side. You are crossing over. Come on, can I hear me from somebody? You are crossing over. Come on, I say, you are crossing over in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You are crossing over because the Lord guaranteed you. He assured you that you will make it to the end. That business, you will make it to the end. That marriage, you will cross over to the end. It will not break. it will not be destroyed.
Oh, come on, come on. It will not be destroyed. That academic, that school you are going, that listen to me, you will finish it. He that began a good works in your life will continue and perfect it. No matter what happened in your way, you will cross over in the name of Jesus. Watch this. Joseph said, I have a dream. And the brothers hated him. The next day he came again and said, I have a better one. Oh, listen to me. He had a dream. He said, I saw the sheaves, 11 sheaves bowing to me. He said, you mean you, the number 11, we, your brothers who are older than you, we will bow to you? Impossible. The Bible said from that day, they could not speak kind words to him. But he popped up again and said, man and brother, I had a better one now. I had another one that is better than the other previous one. The one I got right now is this. The stars and the moon and the sun were bowing to me. This one is better than the previous one. Oh, are you there with me? Did you hear what I just said? He said, this one, this time, this dream is better than the previous one. No more the sheaves that have been tied 11 bowing to me. But this time, it is rather the stars, 11 stars. The moon and the sun, S-U-N, bow to me. The father get involved and say, son, do you mean your father and your mother will bow to you? They don't get it. They fought him 1,000 times. But listen to me. It came to pass. They sold him, yet. They sold him, yet. Come on, answer me. When I say they sold him, when I say yet, you answer me, it came to pass. They sold him out yet? Oh, come on. If your enemy sold you out or your family sold you out, no matter how you feel or people sell you out in your business field, let me tell you, whatever the Lord said to you, it shall come to pass in your life, in the next. Down. The fourth time they saw him, they bowed down. Even after the death of their father, when they sent their father to the grave in Canaan and they returned, the Bible said all the 11 brothers came down and lie on the floor crying out, forgive us of what happened 15 years ago. And he summarized it this way, you intended it for evil, but God turned it for good. To solve this problem today, to solve this national problem today, don't doubt God. Come on, tell somebody, don't doubt God. Come on, say it again. Don't doubt God. He will do what he said he will do. Come on, he will do what he said he will do. Don't doubt God. He's going to do it. Come on, I said, he's going to do it. Whether you are about to enter into a storm, I don't care. Whether you are inside already, I don't care. Whether you are crossing over to the other side or you are in the middle of it, I don't care. One thing I know is that he will do it. He will be with you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Child of God, listen to me. The last thing I want to talk about, then I hand over the microphone, is this. You must understand the purpose of the storm. You got to get it. Understand. When you have good understanding, you will. Understanding gives you acceleration in life. Understanding makes you certain. Understanding makes you get established. Understanding makes you know where you are going from here. Hallelujah. Come on, I say hallelujah. Come on, I say hallelujah. Tell somebody you got to grow through that storm you are inside right now. Tell somebody you must grow through it. Grow. Grow. Develop. Build the better muscles. Hmm.
Verse 39 and 41. Let's go to the Bible. The Bible said, when Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, silence, be still. And suddenly, the wind stopped. And there was a great calm. Jesus arose in the midst of the storm and spoke to it. Then the disciples said, verse 41 said, the disciples were absolutely terrified. Who is this man? They asked each other. Even the wind and the waves obey him. Ha! They call him, don't you care we perish, Lord? Watch this. He arose. He never fought them back. Now, he's a good master. He arose. He never said, boy, come on. No, we did that to our children. We do that to our children. Some people knock their head and smack them this way. He never did that. He knew they will grow. He knew they will grow in the midst of the storm. They will grow. They will mature. He knew Peter will grow and preach to 3,000 souls. He knew they will grow. He knew they will grow. He knew that he will see the dead body and say, come on. And speak to them to arise and walk. He knew that his shadow will do what? Heal the sick. Praise the Lord. And watch what happened. They make some personal discovery themselves. Listen, in the midst of the storm, the Master Jesus wanted you to make a personal discovery of him. Watch what happened. I'm talking about the purpose of the storm. They made discoveries about his power. Ha. He arose and spoke to the storm. He rebuked it. As a man rebuke a son, he rebuke it. As a man he rebuke it and say, peace be still. And immediately, peace was still. The top of the water became like a glass. Like a glass. It was like a glass. Peace was still. And right now, in the name of Jesus, I speak the peace of God over you. Come on. I speak the peace of God over your life. I command every storm to cease in the name of Jesus. Number two, they made a personal discovery of the promises of God for themselves. He said, let us cross over to the other side. And it was true. It happened as he said it. You watch Mark 5 verse 1. The Bible says, and they cross over to the other side. I declare to you, you will cross over. Come on, shout amen. Number three, they made another discovery of his presence. They discovered his presence, that he is in the boat. Come on. They made a discovery of his presence. He is in the boat. Come on, tell somebody, he is in your boat. He will not leave you nor forsake you. He is in that boat, so you will not die. Number three, they discover the purpose of God in the boat. Listen to me. You are never alone. The purpose of God for your life will come to pass in the name of Jesus. And the last one was this. They discover his peace. He said, peace be still. So they got to know that, oh, we have him already in the boat. Well, let me leave another one for you. They discovered again his personhood. Who is this man? Who is this man? Even the waves and the storms obey him. Who is he? They discovered who the Messiah was. If it had not been through the storms of life, they would not have known him that far. And because of this, when Jesus resurrected and left to heaven, they withstand every storm. They were able to go through. That's why you see the book of Acts. They were able to go through life. They became overcomers, champions of the day. They prevailed in every storm. And I'm here to tell you tonight, he is able to help you go through. Shall we all stand?